With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are set to meet for talks in Washington.
Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to use this multi-day visit to show he's close with President Trump. Relations were a lot more strained with President Biden, but there might be some differences with Donald Trump. He wants a permanent end to the war and all hostages returned. But members of Mr. Netanyahu's right-wing cabinet, who he needs to stay in power, want to resume attacks on Gaza until Hamas is completely destroyed. Defense experts say that is nearly impossible. Mr. Netanyahu may try to delay moving to the second phase of the ceasefire deal, which calls for a permanent ceasefire.
BBC correspondent Nomia Iqbal. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's cabinet is coming together. Tulsi Gabbard, the president's pick to be Director of National Intelligence, has moved a step closer to Senate confirmation. The Senate Intelligence Committee advanced her nomination in a closed-door 9-8 vote. It now heads to the full Senate for consideration. A vote has not been scheduled yet. Given thin Republican margins in the Senate, she'll need almost all GOP senators to vote yes in order to win confirmation. Meanwhile, the Senate has confirmed Doug Collins to serve as Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
The yeas are 77, the nays are 23, and the nomination is confirmed.
Collins enjoyed bipartisan support despite Democrat concerns. He'll uphold federal law that bans the VA from performing abortions. That law was temporarily amended under President Biden in 2022. Separately, Collins has disavowed any intention to privatize the VA, but the former Georgia congressman told his committee hearing last month the VA, quote, exists for the veterans, and said that some veterans may prefer to use private providers. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow is ahead 142 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 249. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Schools and universities responding to complaints of sexual misconduct must return to policies established during President Trump's first term, with requirements for live hearings and more protections for accused students. The Education Department clarified that Title IV will be enforced according to a set of rules that were created by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. This is SRN News. America's national bird, the bald eagle, making a comeback.
That's the sound of freedom, a rescued bald eagle at New Jersey's Turtleback Zoo, director Jillian Fazio.
He's an excellent example and a really good talking point for us to be able to talk about the Endangered Species Act to our guests and how important that has been.
The resurgence meant the U.S. was able to take our national bird off the list in the early 2000s. New Jersey, the latest state to follow suit. Nationwide, the bald eagle has gone from very few nesting pairs in the 1970s to over 9,700 now. I'm Julie Walker.
And speaking of eagles, those from Philadelphia are ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch of 2 years ago, coming up this Sunday in New Orleans Superdome. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.